for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, December 27th, 1979. Midwinter Camp Meeting, Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, Hot Springs, Arkansas. David Bunch, Sr. of Van Nuys, California, is the speaker of the evening.
Well, praise the Lord. Somehow I didn't get the message I was supposed to speak tonight until just a little bit ago. But I'm here, and I'm glad you're here. We'd have been in a terrible fix if one of us hadn't shown up. Praise the Lord. Everybody smile at you for a minute, would you? Isn't God good to us? We're so thankful for the counsel of God's Word and those things that He instructs us in. The Word of God says that the Holy Spirit is a teacher. He teaches us. And it's imperative in order for us to be what God wants us to be that we listen to that still small voice. That we be submissive unto the leading and the guiding of God. He will lead us into all truth. And we shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. It's a real joy to be here in the camp meeting again this year with you. I want you to turn with me, for there's nothing so precious as the Word of God. There's no food for your soul. You will never, ever grow until you learn to feed upon the Word of God. It is the nourishment, it is the strength for that spiritual man. You can't tell me that you're going to be a strong Christian by reaching over in the promise box and getting a little scripture and reading it, and that's going to make you strength for the day. It's the Word of God that you are feeding upon that strengthens you and causes you to grow as a Christian. I want you to turn with me to the 133rd Psalm, if you will. Yesterday afternoon, we preached on deliverance. This evening, I'd like to bring a message concerning our walk with God in this last day and God's counsel concerning us. I think there's an overall picture that is the prerequisite for many things that God wants to do. That is the full gospel. We've said we are full gospel for years, but not really. For so many have built a little hedge around themselves and they wanted to come so far and no farther. But God leads on. The tabernacle is a portable tabernacle. The stays are in that ark. The stays are in the golden altar of incense. We need to move on with God. Be what God wants us to be. Amen. In the 133rd Psalm, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon. And as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. May God add His blessing to the reading of His Word. Beloved, in this last day, this day in which you and I find ourselves now, God is going to bring the climax, the work of the Holy Spirit in the church to final fruition. We are living in the greatest time of all of history. We are living in the time of the dessert. We've been feasting at the table, but we're at the time when God is bringing forth the very best. Now, this message that we're talking about tonight, oil on the hymn, it's going to be, later I'll bring another message in this camp meeting, the end of this. The church is now at that time of the hymn experience. The Holy Spirit is now taking His people, His chosen people, closer than ever before to the throne. Closer than ever before into the reality of God's presence. It isn't a diminishing thing. It is an ever-growing and enlarging and enriching experience with God. We are not coming to an anti-climax. We are coming to the greatest, most... Well, we are coming to that time that is so wonderful. because truths are going to be revealed in this last day. Great transformations are going to take place in the church, in the body, and in God's people. My Bible says we shall be like Him. Honey, go home, look in the mirror, and think if there isn't going to be a big change made. And how is He? He's not weak and without power. When we shall see Him, we shall be like Him. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And we will know Him as we are known. We'll know as we are known. How does He know us? In part. There is that glorious work of God and the revelations of the Word of God that are coming. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. Have you known anybody in the church yet that has said to the storm, peace be still? How many of you have eaten of 5 loaves, 3 little fishes, that fed the multitude? But God said, the works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these. And I say to you, beloved, there are things ahead of us that are so glorious and so wonderful. I have not seen, ear hath not heard. But we are on the very threshold of these things. And we must continue on to possess and claim and conquer the land. We must go on in boldly and claim the promises of God. We are living in the Him area, if I may say it again. Like Isaiah, many are crying as they come closer to that throne room. Woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. Woe is me, I need a cleansing, I need a work done. I mean, it was only after Isaiah acknowledged his need that the coals off the altar came. My, how pride has kept so many from a deeper walk, from crying out, from acknowledging their need. Now, I want you to notice our scripture. It says unity is the prerequisite to the and the evidence of the move of God. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious anointing oil. It is comparing unity, and I'm bringing this for a purpose tonight. Because, beloved, we're in a time when God wants to move us deeper, but we dare not be contentious. We dare not be divisive. If we are going to do it, let's do it God's way. And He says that unity is like the precious anointing oil that came upon the priest. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, the anointing that breaketh the yoke. There is an anointing that is coming, beloved, that is going to break the yoke to a greater degree than we have tasted hitherto. At the turn of the century, the move of the Holy Spirit brought many people out of every denomination. We see God separating. He brought the children of Israel out of Egypt on into the fullness of the promised land. All the richness of that story and the nuggets that can be gleaned all the way through. And people today are seeing it happen again. People who are hungry for more of God, whose soul is crying out for a deeper walk, who have shed tears in that closet. Oh God, help me. Who have become conscious of those shortcomings, those failures, those weaknesses that have been obstacles, little foxes that spoil the vine, little sins that doth so easily beset us. And in this charismatic move, if we're not careful, we can make some of the mistakes that have been made before, of being critical, of being bitter, because they speak against us, because they put down the message. Beloved, because you're entering into deliverance, because you are entering into a deeper walk, does not give us any right at any time to cease to be Christ-like. There are those that will speak against you. Don't fight back. Jesus opened not His mouth. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what to do. If we are going to be a part of this Christ-like body, then let's begin to have the transformation now in our lives. We must have a unity. Oh, we're coming in a time when this one is bringing, and oh, thank God for the lattice work that Brother Lee is talking about. where God is giving some here and some here and some here, and we're looking through a latticework. But he's taken that latticework down, and he's bringing God's people into a unity, into that oneness, into that purpose. Now, brought into the unity, people who are willing to pay the price, people that are wanting to be what God wants them to be. It says, oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. That anointing oil that was on the priest. Brother Lee has been bringing out that we are priests. We are going to enter into the third veil as priests. But that anointing oil is a unity. I think, beloved, if you want to be and have that oil flow all the way, some of you are still in awkward positions in your own home. Some of you are awkward positions in your church. You don't have other churches available. You don't have a message of the last day ministry being shared in your area. But beloved, don't be contentious. You that have unsaved husbands, don't be contentious. After all, God said love them. He didn't say make them love you. For God says, by this shall ye know them, that they have love one for another. And so it says that this oil that was upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, this same oil that was on the priest, and this same oil that was on the high priest, Christ Jesus, on his physical body, this same anointing oil will be upon the spiritual body of Christ. An oil that will evidence itself in unity. I want you to notice that we are at that time when we must be open unto the Holy Spirit as He begins to bring and filter that people together in unity in this last day. As He begins to move in the charismatic that seems to be disjointed. But don't you be alarmed, beloved, the Holy Spirit, which is that cohesiveness, that nervous system of that spiritual body will bring it together and coordinate it in unity if we will yield unto it and let God have His way. Say amen to me. This same anointing that was upon the high priest Christ Jesus. Now, as the church comes in full maturity, when we come to that time in which we are arriving now, when the beard, you see, David was 30 years old with a beard when the anointing oil was poured upon his head to rule. Joseph was 30 years old when he was anointed or when he sat upon the throne of Egypt to rule. And Jesus Christ was 30 years old, full maturity, when he came to the fullness of the ministry that God had for him here. There's so many things that could be said of that, of the temple and the height of the temple, which was 30 cubits. The same way with the ark, Noah's ark. When it came to full maturity, when the last board was placed in place, when the top one, he didn't put the last board in the bottom in the keel, he put the last board in the top. And when that last board was fit into the ark, then's when it was really used. Until then, it was a witness. Until then, it was a strong testimony. But oh, beloved, as in the days of Noah, so shall the end time be. And we're living in a time when a message that has never been preached before is being shared. And Noah said it's going to rain. They didn't know what he was talking about. Maybe you lost your marbles and look at that crazy man up there in the mountain building an ark. But God's building an ark even right now. Glory be to God. Oh, I'd like to talk about the store that he put in there, but we won't do that tonight. It says that went down to the skirt of his garment. You see, the robe itself may be divided into three parts. The neck, the body, and the hem of that robe. The same division as the tabernacle, which is divided into the outer court, the holy place, and the holy of holies. That same division. The three parts. You see, the whole is not finished until all is complete. Until the whole body is born.
coming towards that time when the high priest's body is going to be complete. When the feet, the last thing to be born in natural birth, are the feet. And the last part of the spiritual body of Christ is the feet area. It's the feet that are going to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. How beautiful are the feet of those that publish the gospel. Jesus was washing the feet, and Peter said, oh Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. He said, if I don't wash your feet, you'll have no part. He said, well, wash me all over then. He said, no, just the feet. Because you see, it's the feet area that is still here. The head is in glory. His name is Jesus. And he is the head of a many-membered body. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12. As your body has many members, yet is one body, so also is Christ. Christ is a many-membered body. And the feet area is that that is about to be born. And it will still be on the earth, and therefore it needs washing. Washing by the water of the Word. There's going to be truth come out of the Word of God that's going to cleanse His people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, let me get back to my subject. Isn't God good to us? I tell you, I love to sit at the table when they got the olives and the pickles and the coleslaw and the, you know, the whole thing. That's the best thing about Thanksgiving. Everything's there. And you nibble just, what am I doing talking about food? Because, beloved, in the spiritual realm, we dare not get off on a tangent. But we must keep this balance in the unity. We must keep our hearts open so that we can embrace the teaching of all that are revealing in the lattice work. Amen. Not fearful, but a balanced ministry. The Godhead was balanced. The holiness of God counterbalanced by the mercy and the love of God. Jesus Christ was balanced. Body, soul, and spirit. He was balanced. And I think, beloved, that we need to strive and always make sure that we keep our walk with God a balanced ministry, so that we can be in unity with the rest of the body. You know, it's terrible. I don't know what I'd do if my arm thought it was the only thing in my body. You can just see it carrying me around. Did you know there are other parts of that body? There are others that God is still bringing out. I know that there are churches that are speaking forth against. Don't become as they. Still in that group are those that will come out just as you. Amen. Amen. Don't be a hindrance to keep them. Let the oil come from the head all the way down. Let the anointing flow in your life. Let it flow all the way. And so, beloved, until some of the oil reaches, some of God's children reach the Holy of Holies, it isn't complete. Until the feet are born, it isn't complete. Until the oil is all the way down upon the hem, it isn't completed. Jesus said to Peter that unless the feet were washed, he could have no part. So let's let God wash us today. Let's let God wash us. You see, the oil must come down all the way from the neck or head to the hem, to the bell, and the pomegranate. You see, unity is the channel through which the oil will flow all the way. And when we get contentious, when we get defensive, we hinder the moving of God's Spirit and the purpose of God in your church or in your family or in your home or in your own life. We hinder that God wants to do. He wants the oil to flow all the way, and that oil is like unity, or unity is like oil. The anointing oil, and the anointing breaketh the yoke. In fact, the Word says that oil is like unity, and unity is like oil. Now, it says at the hem or the skirt are the pomegranates and the bells. It's primal importance that we realize that one of the purposes of the noise of the hymn is to produce unity. Quit apologizing about being playing the tambourines and shouting a little bit and dancing around. Nowhere did God change the method of worshiping him. We still give a sacrifice in the New Testament. Not for sin, but you are to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your reasonable service. Amen? And nowhere did he say, stop dancing in the Spirit. Man has crowded out God's way because of his piety, because of the awkwardness, the awareness, because of demon powers, of self-consciousness, of self-condemnation, because of those things that hinder us from being what God wants us to be. The noise and the worship of Pentecost brings us together in unity. Like the foreign field. When they are baptized in water, it is the final step. They may embrace the born-again experience, but not until they're baptized in water that they testify to everybody else, I have embraced this experience. And, beloved, the noise upon that hymn puts a stamp on you. Yeah, a lot of you try to hide it, and you get lost in the good old dried church, and all of a sudden, oh, you got caught, your slip showing again. Huh. Oh, yeah. The noise is for a purpose. In the noise and mingling of shouts of worship and prayer and praise, unity is birthed. It is born. There is a purpose for all of it. And you see, it's all in this message right here, for I want you to see something. The hymn is where the pomegranates and the bells are. In Exodus 28, 33 and 35, it says, and beneath upon the hymn of it, thou shalt make pomegranates of blue and purple and of scarlet round about the hymn thereof, and bells of gold between them round about. That's on the hymn. On the skirt. Blue shows Jesus as the heavenly sun. The Gospel of John. And purple shows Jesus as the king. The Gospel of Matthew. And scarlet reveals Jesus as the servant. The Gospel of Mark. And it says, pomegranates of blue and of purple and of scarlet. Because it is speaking, beloved, of that revelation. Just as the tabernacle reveals the progression, the way of the Lord is in the sanctuary. So this high priest and his clothing reveals the same truths of the priesthood that will be a part of that last day ministry as the anointing oil moves from the head, Jesus Christ, on into the hand ministry and on down towards the feet ministry to bring it into the fullness and the qualification of being a part of those that will go through the third veil. Glory! Scarlet, purple, and blue. The colors of the first veil into the tabernacle. And remember, when the Bible speaks of the body of Christ, of Jesus, it is also a picture of the spiritual body of Christ. Amen. Now the pomegranates, if cut in two, will show triangle, or the Trinity of God and the Trinity of man intermingled. David's the Star of David. A picture of the body of Jesus Christ. A picture of those that will be a joint heir with him. The triangle of man, outer court. Same picture in the tabernacle. Outer court, holy place and holy of holies. Our outer court, the fleshly man. The holy place, my soul. And the Holy of Holies, the Spirit. Let me go just for a second here. A lot of people have the Spirit as something evil and it's got to be changed. Not so. In Ecclesiastes, the Bible says the Spirit returns to God from whence it came. If a man dies without God, the spirit returns to God from whence it came. That Holy of Holies is not going to be polluted. Man in his fallen state is not in the image and likeness of God. He's a dichotomy, not a trichotomy. You hear men all the time saying, well, we're in the image and likeness of God. Don't you believe it? Adam and Eve were, and they were trichotomy, body, soul, and spirit. But when man sinned, the soul that sinneth it shall surely die, and there was a separation there. And man became just body and soul. But when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, who is the door, who is the way, the truth, and the life, then that spiritual realm is open. And if man dies as a dichotomy, the spirit returns to God from whence it came. The flesh goes to the grave. From dust it came, and dust it will return. But the soul is the eternal part, your body, your spiritual body. There is a natural body, there is a spiritual body. And that body goes to the pit of hell without Jesus Christ, without being reunited with that Holy of Holies in that sense. You see, embraced in the Word of God, and even in the tabernacle, is that overall picture of our very being and our development and our growing into what God wants us to be. And so, if we are going to be like Him, we are going to walk in unity and in harmony. And we are going to let God work in us that we can become a part of the body of Christ, interwoven with God's great plan and great purpose. The oil on the hem will bring fruitfulness to the church in this last day. Did you ever cut one of those dudes open? Pomegranate? Why, it's got more seeds in it. Huh? A golden bell and a pomegranate. A golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe round about. Now, there are bells down there, and they're supposed to be ringing. Joy bells ringing in our hearts. But the pomegranates have a very important reason. They're to keep the bells from clanging together. Show me your faith by your works. Isn't that what James was talking about? Listen. Terrible, huh? But just put a pomegranate in between and harmony. Huh? If you want your bells to begin to ring true and others want your testimony, then begin to be fruitful for the glory of God. One of the fruit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, faith. Let a husbandman first become a partaker of the fruit. Amen. A golden bell and a pomegranate. A golden bell and a pomegranate upon the hem of the robe. Round about. And it shall be upon Aaron to minister, and his sound shall be heard when he goeth in into the holy place before the Lord, and when he cometh out, that he die not. Glory. Oh, beloved, the reality of Jesus Christ, the fact that he is upon the throne and he ever liveth to make intercession, is made real by the harmony, by the unity, by the oil, by the ringing of the joy bells in your life. Joy bells ringing in my soul. You see, the way the world will know that there is life in the church is by the ringing of the bells. It rang so that they would know the high priest was still alive. And we become a terrible testimony when we go around with that mule-faced religion. That persimmon-sucking experience. Huh? My, help us, Lord. Do you still love me? I'm glad I wanted you to make heaven. If nothing else, it says love the unlovable. I'd reach down and qualify for that. Well, we're living, beloved, in that time. The sound is beginning to be heard. Today. And the fruitful of the church is at hand in this last day. And the man-child is being drawn into the womb. And it's kicking a little bit. It's alive. He or they are alive. And our singing and our shouting and our entering into that dimension again, that area of restoration of the praise that God meant for His people to experience. Singing in the Spirit and dancing in the Spirit and clapping of the hand and a wave offering and all of the things that are involved in being what God wants us to be. In the ringing forth of those bells, the reality that the King is alive. He's alive, hallelujah. And the man-child is being formed today. Some of you feel God changing your personality into a position of authority. You're shocked sometimes. You hear yourself praying and you say, well, what is that me? Some of the ladies are beginning to move into an area so that they can be prepared to be a part of a man-child. And we've seen, you see, there's going to be women in the man-child, there are going to be men in the woman. Yeah, yeah. We're to be changed from glory unto glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord God. Is trying through the anointing oil, the Holy Spirit that is flowing down through this body of the church from the head all the way to the feet area to bring us into a joyous, joyous, happy birth. Oh, there's travail. There's persecution coming. There's persecution coming. As a woman travails in childbirth, so shall the end time be. But oh, after that birth of that man-child, there will be the ringing of the bells, the joy, and it's beginning to surge even now. And we see and we feel the kicking, the life. We know that that man-child is alive as God is beginning to move in his body. As God is beginning to move and bring people out again, separating a people out of a people. Neighbor, Peter's going to get out of the boat. You can stay in the boat and still make the other side. But if you want to be a part of the supernatural experience of God, listen, for He's calling a people out of a people. Listen, for the anointing oil is coming down to ring the bells. Peter got out of the boat. He tasted of the supernatural experience. God said, the works that I do show you do also. God's got a people that are going to get out of the boat of conformity, get out of the boat of tradition. As the anointing oil comes all the way down to the feet area, God has a people that He's taken on into a deeper walk. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you, beloved, I want you to begin to take your liberty in the Lord. I want you to begin to press on in. I want you to quit being self-conscious. If you'll shut out the other things, the worry about what people will say and what people will think, and worship the Lord. You see, the wise men came to worship Him. And wise men are still today coming to worship Him. To worship Him. To let the joy bells begin to ring. To let the fruit of the Spirit make that area of harmony and unity, that the oil may flow all the way down. When is this? Well, and there's much more that could be said. It speaks about as the dew that comes down, if you please, upon Mount Zion. And Zion is the man-child. Zion, Mount Zion is where David's tabernacle is. My Bible says 2/3 will be cut off. And the third part He'll take through the fire. He's going to cleanse this area, beloved. He's going to cleanse. The seat of Satan is going to be taken out of the holy place. You see, God has never allowed man to pollute the final place, the Holy of Holies. And instead, He's going to change a man-child, give a birth to a man-child, and that man-child is going into the Holy of Holies, and then He's going to come out, and they're going to cleanse this. And then they're going to come out and they're going to cleanse this. and then for 1,000 years he's going to rule with a rod of iron, and he's going to cleanse the world. He brought man into the world, and man began to pollute it. From the world on into the church, on into the Pentecostal experience, it's been polluted. But God said, that's far enough. And God is letting the anointing oil flow all the way down so that we'll be qualified. See, because the feet, well, it shows the feet there with the skirt, but the feet are beginning to be shown as they begin to walk, as they begin to go on into the Holy of Holies. The feet area will be seen. We will not be complete until the full birth of all of the body. And that's where we are. The feet that will get out of the boat and walk in supernatural experience with God. The feet that will be washed by the water of the Word. The hem area that will be caressed and blessed by an anointing in this last day that will change our lives. Transform our lives. When is this? And we close with this. When is it? That is the time for the Lord to command the blessing, even life forevermore. That's the end time. When he finally says, he is commanding, do upon Mount Zion the anointing upon the feet area, upon the hem. God's plan for this day. Now, many of you have been hindered from entering in by self-consciousness, by other things that have been in the way, maybe by an unforgiving spirit, maybe by a broken heart and feelings that are deep-seated, not unfounded, but God came to heal the broken heart. Some of you would love, oh, how you would love to dance in the Spirit, but you're afraid you make a fool of yourself. You know, you say, well, what if I stumble? If every one of you had to be a good singer before you sang, we wouldn't have any music in the church. And if every one of you had to know how to dance before it pleased God, there wouldn't be any dancing in the church. But when the man at the gate beautiful jumped and hopped, in the Greek it implies dancing. And God has taken the foolish things. That brings you right in there perfect. And despise things. And things that are not. Bring to naught things that are. Well, hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to pray for those of you that need that release. That touch of God. That breaking of the yoke of the shackles. Those of you that are willing to allow the anointing oil to come all the way down until the joy bells begin to ring in your soul. And not only that, but that your face knows it too. Don't say, I'm so happy. I remember one of the first churches I ever went to 30 years ago. First churches I ever went to preach. Had a fellow meet me at the church, one of the deacons, and he said, son, don't you get any ideas about this church. We already got somebody else in mind. I'd driven 400 miles to go preach for them. And the next day they sang, it's joy unspeakable. And there wasn't no joy bells ringing there. I thought at the time it was a calamity, but I look back now and God spared my soul. Hallelujah. Oh, I love the joy bells to be ringing. Amen. Glory be to God. When I took the church that Glenn used to be a part of, they didn't allow any fast songs. They didn't want any speaking in tongues except on Wednesday night. Oh, they remind me of the Lord when he said, Lord, they know not what they do. They voted me in. And now that church is an independent church. Now that church believes in deliverance and practices deliverance. And I can call on 15 men or 15 women to take people out and pray for them. They can teach in the last day ministry. Beloved, the
God that is upon the throne wants the oil to flow all the way. Unity! Unity in your home is going to allow the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit to begin to work. Unity in your church is going to allow the Holy Spirit, the oil, begin to work and come on down to him. We are in a time when God is calling a people out of a people when the oil is coming to the him, and we must be what God wants us to be. It would be a terrible thing to stand before God and find out that we were a hindrance. Huh? That's what we're going to pray about tonight. Those of you that must go, you're free to go as soon as we close, but I want two prayer lines, one on each side. For those that need the yoke broken, would you stand with me right now? The upraised hand is the universal sign of surrender. Now, neighbor, before you do it, let me tell you, don't raise your hand unless you mean it. Don't raise your hand unless you mean it. But if you want to surrender to God that the oil can flow down through your life, that I want you to slip both hands up and let's praise the Lord for a little bit. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Shando riba ramande le bele bende le bako shanda rabahaya. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Break the yoke, Lord. Break the yoke, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
I'm already dedicated to the Lord. If you'll take the stiffness out of my knees,
my God, have your way right now in this life for your glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lift up and just give the double portion right now. Father, in Jesus' name. Don't worry about it. Just stand there and let God take you. There's somebody to catch you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Right now. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God, sister. Hallelujah. I want you to just relax. Let God touch you. Go ahead. What was it you want? Yes, Amen. This spirit of fear, I rebuke it and bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands up right now. And Father, right now, the anointing oil, he confirms his word in Jesus' name. He works with and confirms his word. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My Father, the anointing oil breaketh the yoke. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Savior. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on, stay. Praise the Lord. I want you stand over here. I will pray for you after a while, huh? All righty. Sister, I will in a little bit. Just lift your hands up.
Praise
my Father, my God.
Praise you, Lord
Jesus. I need Irma right now if she's here.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. A lot of heartaches, my sister.
Praise.
A lot of tears.
Praise.
But,
garment of praise.
Garment of praise for this, for the heaviness.
Praise.
My Father and my God, a new dimension. Heal this heart, Lord. Heal it and tell those relatives and those things and people that have said, Lord, it makes no difference anymore. In Jesus' name. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. The garment of praise. The garment of praise. The joy bells. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Amen. Father, break the yoke now. Break it right now in the name of Jesus. Break it now, Father. In Jesus' name. Just let her go. Don't hold her. Don't hold her. Oh, bless your heart. The robe of joy. The robe of joy. My Father, I break every yoke. Oh, the heartache, the tears. Irma, again, right there. Father, heal. Heal the break in this heart. The many tears that have been shed. The hurt, Lord. That deep-seated hurt, let it be healed now. And Father, give her the robe of joy and of gladness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Savior. Glory be to God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, just let God have His way. Praise the Lord. How you doing?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Father, Irma again.
Praise.
Again. Right there.
Oh,
my Father, break this bondage around the heart, Lord. Break this yoke, Lord, that has brought pressure, that has squeezed, that has hurt. Father, in the name of Jesus, I break this yoke now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. My Father, the spirit of timidity, Lord, the yoke that would bind and hinder, let it even right now, Father. Father, heal. Heal this broken heart. Heal. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All the way, my Lord. All the way, my Lord. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dear, you're gonna feel different. Hallelujah. My sweet lady, how are you? You love Him so, don't you? I know. Sweet Jesus, she wants more.
Yes, I do.
Yes, she does. God, she wants more. Now, Father, the shackles of tradition, the shackles of fear, I curse it now in Jesus' name. I curse the shackles of tradition in the name of Jesus right now. Now, Father, fill her with a fresh anointing of Thy Spirit. Lord, she wants all she's surrendering unto Thee in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, God's real tender with you. God's real tender with you. Don't you worry about it, dear. Don't you worry about it. And just surrender to the Lord. You might wake up in the night having a spell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is that right? Bless your heart. You know that my three children in a revival meeting, two of them were standing out front, and about 12 children one night just spontaneously got the baptism. And my daughter was amongst them, and she just came unglued. But I looked over at David, and David was like this. And I thought, Lord, fill him. And I went over here, and here David was just talking in tongues just for all he's worth. I found out that just because you stick your finger in a light socket, you don't all have to act the same way.
Amen.
But it's the same power. Amen. Glory be to God. Sister. Ooh, I feel good about that. Amen.
I'm kicking around inside.
Yeah, well, I know. It's like peeling that onion, remember?
Okay,
my Father, I break this yoke. This that is on top right now, I curse it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What'd you say? El Shazzar, in Jesus' name.
I break your yoke right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will come out. You are cursed with the curse of the fig tree, and you will begin to wither and die right now. In Jesus' name, I command you, you to come out all the way through this. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. My Father, my God, when I reach 10, you're going to the lake of fire. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Now 10, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus, take it all. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Kevin. All the things that hinder that praise. My Father God, loose him now, your spirit of fear, your spirit of self-consciousness. No, I curse it now, Father, let the oil flow down to the hem. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name, the oil, the cloak of gladness, Lord, for sorrow. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Savior. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. How long did you say?
Hello.
Yeah, how long have you been saved?
Oh, I've been saved a long time. I got awakened.
Just recently. Oh, yeah. The 6-month-old baby ought to begin to kick like everything. In Jesus' name. Oh, Arandora Mahaya. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
I just want to get rid of some more.
Okay. Well, sister, you're getting rid of it. Arandora Mahaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, as the furnace is to gold, and the fire is to silver, so is man to his praise. The same way that the furnace burns out the dross or purifies the gold, the same way as the fire purifies the silver, as we praise God, there is a deliverance in that praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
I just want to go further with it. I have some physical things and some bad habits. I just need more.
Do more. Okay. Father, I curse this ulcer.
Thank you.
I command this ulcer to begin to dry up right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, let the anointing oil flow into this ulcer right now. I command it to pass from this body, spirit of ulcers, in Jesus' name, and the nervousness, the nervous tension, the pressure that caused it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break this yoke, Father. In Jesus' name, touch the gallbladder too, Lord.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, let there be healing even right now. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, give him the desire of his heart. Hallelujah. 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 Father, break this habit. I curse this habit in the name of Jesus. I command it to wither and die even right now. In Jesus' name.
Praise.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I always wanted to dance in the Spirit, but I'm always conscious of this bad foot I got. And it kind of throws me off balance, and I can't keep my balance.
Who said you're supposed to be balanced when you... Everybody says we're unbalanced anyway. Yeah? Amen. Praise. Glory be to God, my Father. Lord, move down through this body and through this hip, Lord. down through this leg, Lord, and let healing, let it improve day by day and moment by moment, Lord, until, Lord God, he can dance before you with all of his heart and with no restriction, Father. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. In Jesus' name, all the way, Father. Healing. Healing. I am the Lord that confirmeth the words of my servant and performeth the counsel of my messenger. You watch over your word to perform it, and I'll thank you for it right now, Father.
Praise.
In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. There you be.
Praise God.
Good. Good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just lift your hands up.
Praise.
My Father. She's cried for more.
Thank you,
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
praise
the cloak of Basile Mekosanda, Ilabaranda Lamokosanda. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about what I've got to say. God can do more in a few moments down there in the floor than I could ever do in 1,000 years. Don't worry about how God does it. If I push him, you get on me. If God does it, you praise him for it, won't you? Amen.
Anything that was.
All righty, Father. Lift your hands up. My Father, in total surrender, in total yielding right now, Father, in total freedom. Happiness.
Praise.
Come on, let it flow. Don't worry about it. I'm up at John 9. How are you tonight?
Thank you.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just lift your hands up. Now, my Father, touch this spirit of timidity, of self-consciousness, and break it now, Father. Irma, come here. Many, many tears. Oh, God, heal, Lord. Heal, Father, heal and cleanse her memory, Father, that she'll not remember these things. These things, Lord, what people have said and what people have done has left scars, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my. How precious is God. Hi. How are you? Irma, this heart too, right there. My Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the wounds, the stabbing, the arrows that have been sent, I send it back to the center. The decrees that they have been made, even the drawing, the scheming of the enemy that would try to bring back into bondage. You brought her into liberty. It seemed a calamity, but it is not. It is not. It is not. The steps of a righteous man, of a righteous woman, are ordered of the Lord. And Sue, you were God wants you in the name of Jesus. Now heal both mind and heart, Lord. Heal both mind and heart. No, Kasharandele Bahaya. A new dimension, Lord. A new dimension, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have a peace here, a real peace. In the time of battle, you're going to have a peace.
Praise.
You're going to be surprised. Hallelujah. Beautifully surprised. Glory be to God. Hi there. How are you doing tonight? Huh? Are you doing better? Huh?
Praise.
Good. Amen. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, Satan, you're still, the next one's trying to take over, but he's not going to have it.
Oh,
she's already on her way.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. The spirit of deception, a spirit of false accusation against you. You lying spirit, I send you back to the sender.
Yeah.
You spirit of condemnation, I send you back to the sender. And the decree that has been made to deceive and to lead in the wrong direction, I break that yoke now. Yes, I break that yoke now. In Jesus' name, you will loose her now. Your hold is broken. I curse you with the curse of the fig tree. In Jesus' name. go back to the sender, I said, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's give God a praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing?
Never gone anywhere. You're just not letting it out like you used to. You know, Satan said, you're too old. He's a liar. I know. That's just what I'm telling you. Don't tell me. Satan been telling you too old. But he's a liar.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. All right. Do you believe that? Well, come on, now, do you believe that? All right, say, Satan, you're a liar.
Satan, you're a liar.
All right, stick your hands up and act like it, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, release her now. Release her now. In Jesus' name, you lying spirit, you tormenting spirit that has lied to her, I break your yoke right now. In Jesus' name, right? In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Amen. What are you so happy about? Glory be to God. Bless your heart. Father, continue to flow down through her mind that she'll know that answer, Lord. Give her that answer, Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Father, in the face of this battle, give her the joy of happiness. Give the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy walls are salvation and thy gates are praise. And God's going to have a people that will turn the battle to the gates. Amen. Well, glory. My sister, as you rejoice and thank God, that answer that you're seeking, that direction that you're seeking, is just going to begin to filter in, and you'll just suddenly know, because you'll know.
Praise.
Yeah, amen. It's so. Glory. Glory be to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Slip your hands up.
Praise.
Father, touch her now. Lord, heal. Spirit of timidity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit of self-condemnation and self criticism. I curse you right now. In the name of Jesus, you will take your hand off the child of God. And in the name of Jesus, and now, Father, heal this heart. Heal, Father, even the memory of the things that have been said and the things that have been done, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to just relax in His love. Just relax in His love. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. In His love, my Father. In His sweet love. Hallelujah. Oh, it's so because He said it. Not whether you can feel it, smell it, hear it. It doesn't make God a liar. He said it. My peace I give unto thee.
Praise
you, Lord. Amen. Just breathe it right in. My peace. Father, right now, cleanse the mind, the renewing of the mind, Lord. Take away those things, those memories, that pressure, the accusation of Satan, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, how sweet is His love.
Hey, the Spirit of the Lord is upon thee, my daughter. And I have called thee by thy name, and I have separated thee for a work and a mighty move in this last day. Fear not those things that come upon thee at thy work, and fear not those things that happened even a week ago. But be strong in me, and know that I am thy strength, and I am thy anointing, and yea, I shall go before thee, as a mighty army goeth before the ark of the Lord. And yea, I shall break every bondage before thy way. And yea, I have been talking to thee about a new ministry. And I said, I will work it out, and yea, I shall work it out in thy life, and I shall move in thy life in a wonderful way.
Praise.
Rest in me, rejoice in me, and be not fearful, for I am thy God, saith the Lord God.
Self-consciousness, the fear of what others will say and think and be, Lord. God, give her a liberty so she can come and worship you, Lord, so that each time she bows her knee or comes into the church, she touches you and you touch her. Father, in Jesus' name, the desire of our heart, right now, Father, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hi. How you doing? Sweet Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Sweet Jesus. Give him the desire of his heart, Lord. As you take this weight off, add to him, Lord, a strength, a stability, and a capacity for deeper things. My Father and my God, break the yoke and heal the heart, Lord. On him too, Lord. Heal the heart, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Savior.
Thank you. Yea, my son, thou hast had a weak and a quiet spirit, and yet it has been a pleasing unto me, and it has been an ointment unto my name. I say unto thee, be confident of those things that I will call thee unto, and be strengthened, for I'm going to open the word unto thee. And I'm going to show you things that you have not known, and you shall understand those things. And you shall use those things and apply those things in thy life. And yea, the boldness shall come that I have promised. And yea, it shall strengthen thy life, and you shall speak boldly, and you shall understand greater and greater realms. And I, even though the enemy has tried to thwart thee and keep thee in bondage because of thy past, it shall no longer be, saith the living God. It shall no longer be. Be strong in me, and I shall cause thee to walk upon the high places of the earth, and I shall cause thee to know the joy of the Lord, saith the God. Hallelujah.
I want you to know something, folks. God is picking people that he is choosing. Don't you be surprised. There are many people that haven't even got the baptism of the Holy Ghost yet that suddenly are going to be ushered in and enter on into a deeper walk, and the last shall be first. Amen. And what seems, he's taken the simple things and the despised things and the things that are not, and he's going to do it. Glory be to God. And the big preacher with all of his fancy words and everything, whose table is full of vomit. Isaiah 28. You know what vomit is? It's yesterday's meal. That's right. Yeah. And that same old thing, instead of going on into the newness of the light, going on in the tabernacle. Beloved, listen. Those that wanted to stay under the anointing, the cloud had to move when the ark moved. If you want to stay out in the desert and dry up and blow away, you will, if you don't move as God is moving in this last day. Amen. Whew, well, glory. Oh, I like your spirit, sister. Father, refresh her. Touch her, Lord. Lift the many burdens, Lord. Oh, God, heal. Heal, Lord. Heal and touch her for your glory. Father, in Jesus' name. All the way down through, Father. All the way down through, my God. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. Timidity, self-consciousness, self-condemnation. Those things we're dealing with tonight, Father, I command them to wither and die and take your hand off of her. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, begin to speak to her. Lord, let her ears be open in that spiritual realm. Let her hear that still small voice. And upon her pillow, Lord,
letter here. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. I don't know what y'all been drinking, but you sure staggering around that. Excuse me.
Oh, anything hindering of getting in closer to God,
all right,
like any heaviness or short memory or self-consciousness.
Yeah, all righty. My Father and my God, a hungry heart. A hungry heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus. A hungry heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus. A hungry heart. Right now, Father. For your glory. Lift your hands up right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, a total, complete surrender in a greater way than ever before. I know she's made the commitment again and again and again. But now, Father, that full measure.
Hallelujah.
That full measure of the renewing of the mind. That unity.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. So far, the work was done. Yeah, very definitely.
The Lord wants to show himself to you every day. He wants you to set apart some time. And be faithful to that time. It may seem for a while, it takes a little time to get used to it. It may take a little time for it to be said, stop being such a Christ call, but he's going to meet you in the morning. Take time in the morning, whether it be 10 minutes, whatever you feel. And you set that aside every day.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a real schedule, but I spend most of my time.
Yeah.
And the things that I'm
being. Yeah. Okay, this is in the morning. This is in the morning, specifically in the morning.
Thank you, Jesus. How are you?
Thank you, Jesus.
You got a very winning smile. Father, Damien, I curse you right now in Jesus' name. And all of the lower echelon, I curse with the curse of the fig tree. Right now, Father, touch this body. Touch this life, Father, and minister even right now, Father. Bring that peace and that joy, Lord God. Irma, touch right on the heart there. In the name of Jesus, my Father. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. Holy be to God. Not showing the hide, my brother.
Is there anything in the way that from a deeper walk of life I'd like to ever do?
All right. Well, we're just working on it little by little. Father, bless him now. Let the anointing flow on farther down in his life, Father. Let it move, Father, the cloak of gladness, the garment of gladness, Lord. Father, God bless him and use him for your glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you do? Lift your hands up. Just put them right on. Father, touch now this heart, Lord. The tears that have flowed so heavy, Father. That has hurt her, Lord, so tired. Now, you foul spirit that is bound, you,
bitterness.
Spirit of bitterness, you spirit of hurt feelings, I curse you right now. I cleanse your mind. I want you to say, I will forgive those that have hurt me. It is my will, Father.
It is my will.
By God, now, break this yoke. In Jesus' name. You will loose right now and come out. You spirit of bitterness and hurt feelings. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break your yoke. I curse you with the curse of the fig tree. You will take your hand off the child of God now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every bit of it.
Hallelujah.
Every bit of it. all of
coming
us.
Out right now.
Praise come on. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That's it. Tell it to go. A little bit more.
Jesus.
A little bit more. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A little higher, sister. It's moving up. It's moving up. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. I command you in the name of Jesus. When I reach 10, you're going to the lake of fire.
Amen.
You're reaching the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You better hurry. You'll not torment. You'll not hinder. You'll not bring this
hallelujah.
Inner mind and this bitterness anymore.
Hallelujah.
The number is 6, 7,
hallelujah.
8. That's it. You better shake. You better be fearful because you're going to the lake of fire. Angels of the living God, the number is now 9. When I reach 10, take all of this and take it to the lake of fire, the lower echelon. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The number is now 10. Angels, take it all. Take it all. Take it all. Every bit of it. Nothing will remain. No root, no seed, no nest, no rubble. You will bring no more fruit in this tree, in this life, now or forever. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. God says if we want forgiveness, we must forgive. One of the prerequisites for deliverance, one of the prerequisites or pre-requirements for anything with God is that we forgive those that have hurt us. It's absolutely essential. Hi, how you doing? Good. Praise the Lord. Yes, just slip your hand up right now. My Father and my God, break the yoke right now. In Jesus' name, self-conscious, the huckle shot died. Glory be to God. How you doing? You just want more of the Lord, don't you? Just lift your hands up. My Father and my God, Lord, let not the past, let not the tradition hamper her. But Father, let down through her mind and through her soul flow the reality of this last day in a deeper and a deeper and a deeper way, Father.
Amen.
Begin, Father, to illumine her mind.
Praise.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever. Whosoever for whatsoever. Or whatsoever for whosoever.
Praise.
Father, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, break the yoke, Father. Bring a stability. Bring a stability in this life, Father. In Jesus' name, into maturity.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.